So what happens is, because you, when you pull it out,
yeah,
the top now goes to the bottom.
But you still put it on top of it, the old clothes.
I don't think so. Because what's the word hamalek?
Because the masa, it's the weight of the...
What's the word hamalek?
The weight of the... That's the easiest way to do it, but that's how it is. That
instead of Tuesday night.
Because it collapses.
Yeah,
because you pulled it out.
But then there's a weight on top of those old clothes. Used to be on top of flaming.
Now fall into the
bottom. With something on top of them.
Because the whole thing collapses.
It's COVID hamasa. The COVID hamasa is putting out the fire.
Because you pull up the bottom.
Then one goes on top.
Because it's a pile. So the ones on the side.
I know.
Collect haven?
Yeah.
I said, I know.
I said, I don't know. I just read about
you.
It's not like you put your shovel in.
I'm not saying one way or the other.
I found
Grandma.
Show him.
Because if I pack them, that's much more it is.
It's not white on white.
It's not so much putting into the Kaylee as it is just getting.
It's not to put into the Kaylee. It's what's left of the original pile.
The Shema should have an Aliyah.
That's what I
don't know. Oh, I didn't feed you today because you didn't stay logging.
When you down at 6:45 or 7:15?
No, 7:15.
I don't know. I just read the words.
I can't. I left like at 7:15. You weren't there yet.
Yeah, I got there slightly. I said I missed you.
No, it's...
Oh, but you weren't taking the Amid anyhow.
What?
You weren't going to take the Amid anyhow.
I was a word.
Exactly.
Turnover was wrong. Not the proper action.
They don't usually, they don't always have a few.
It's what
happens. Right?
No, they have this guy down. Art.
You see what I'm saying?
He comes early also.
Yeah, he plays a stick off here, right? He doesn't
stick. For grandparents or something. Yeah.
Is this week anniversary?
Yeah.
We started Kiseite,
Mamash started that 2 seconds before you said it. We started Kiseite.
Can't see for
it. Yeah. Shiloh Ken. Started 6 years.
Eight years.
Six.
I have no recollection. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're going to have to say it over again. Okay. It was about if there's a mitzvah, a nitak lase, mitzvah before.
Yeah, when do you have to send?
Lav shekad
moase.
Okay. Remember,
mitzvahim was about
ish. I was that's right. Okay, very good. Okay, this time it will be hashava saveda. Okay, hashava saveda. Somebody asked me a case of hashava saveda on a check. So I'm going to go through a few little things about it, and then we'll get to the big one. The first thing is like this. Is there a mitzvah deraisa of Hashavas Aveda on a check? What's the shaila? Because the Chelkis Yoyov brings down in the name of the Smag that on a shtar, there's no Hashavas Aveda because it's called Ein Gufa Imamin. You know, the Klal and Shas called Ein Gufa Imamin, that we many times we make a Klal proud of Klal, we exclude a Shtar because it's not Gufa Imamin. Now, in our Smag, we don't have this Smag, but a few Achroinim, like early ones, like the Radvaz and the Kiryas Sefer, do want to say that Hashavas Aveda on a Shtar is only a Durabanon. It's definitely at least a Durabanan, because you have many Mishnais in the first parak of Bava Metzia discussing returning a shtar, Motzah shtar. It's definitely Chiyu, but it can't be the Raisa, because the examples in the Torah of Hashavas Aveda in the Parsha are Shor, Chamor, Se, Salmo, and Memela, we should say the Klal of Gufay Momen. You need Gufay Momen. Now, the Gemara never says it befavorish. Why doesn't it say it anywhere? In many places it does say it, and here it doesn't say it. I hear. Okay, it's a good point. It is a shtickle, yeah. It is a little bit of a horror. Rav Chaim Oizer says, Avada, there's a chiyuv d'oraisa to do Hashavas Aveda. I taka. What lechayer? It's taka good hara. It's not kufay mamon. So he says, well, look in the Gemara on Lamed Aleph and Bamitzia. Over there, the Gemara says that hashavas karka. Let's say it's not really that karka. It obviously didn't get lost. You can't lose it anywhere, but it's getting ruined, right? And the Gemara says, how do we know achiv hashavan karka? Shenemar lechol avedas achicha. At the end of the pasuk, It says there l'chol avida sachicha. And Rashi on the Gemara says that even though it's not dumya to the pratim, because the pratim are all metaltalin, and karka is mechuber, but still we're marbit from the l'chol. So Zekter Chaim Weizer, no, the same thing. Like you're marbit the karka, you could be marbit the shtar the same way. In the Tshuvas Harim, you know, from the Chedush Harim, he also thought of that. But he says, I don't hold to that because it's a klal in Taisus in many places that when you have to add on to the klal pradu klal, we are more quick to add on karka than to add on shtar. Because karka is at least mamon. It's just karka. Shtar is harder to be marbe. For example, you know the Gemara, there's a machalik all over. Klal, pedo, klal, ribu, 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 right?
Shtar is always the last one.
Shtar is the last one always. So Zakta Chuzrim, so Mela, I don't hear it, just because the Gemara included Karka from the Chol Avedis Achicha, who says that you should also include a shtar. I mean, obviously, what I think the Rav Chaim Weizer is saying is, but this is not like just a klal, pedo, klal. It's L'chol aveda sachicha. It's marbe everything. It's marbe everything. That's what he's probably saying. Now, the Radvaz also says in Tshuvas that Hashavas aveda v'shtar is only drabbana. And he comes along from a different way. He says, because there's a famous Gemara in Bava Metzia and Bava Kama, where the Gemara goes through all the examples in the Pasuk. Shor, Chamor, Se, Salmo. And the Gemara goes through what is each one needed for. And the Gemara says, this one teaches you Simanim, and this one teaches you Gizoysov, each one. Then the Gemara says, and what do we have to learn from Se? So the Gemara says, the famous thing, right? Se, be Aveda, and which word? I think Chamor, be Boer, Kashia. These are the two words we don't have anything to do with, and no drasha for that. So someone asked the Radvaz, or maybe the Radvaz himself, I have something. Let's use it to exclude a shtar from Hashavas Aveda. That's what only said, which is Gufoy Mammon. Why don't we do that? So the Radvaz writes, the answer is that that's Poshit anyways, that you don't have to return a shtar. Why? He has a reason, Tzarechi in the reason. He says, because we know that if a person burns shtarah shel chaveroi, so it's only garmi, which is a derabbanan. Midoraisa, it's not gufay mamon, you don't pay. So of course you wouldn't have to return that.
Why is that
mamon? Well, I don't hear that. What's the course of it? Since if I would burn it, I wouldn't need to pay you. So of course I don't have to return it. I mean, mine in shmita. Okay. Why? It has to be that way.
What are you returning?
I mean, I want it. I lost it. I definitely want it. It's a pretty good thing. Hey, I'm going to get $10,000.
It's just not good for a moment.
I mean, it's important.
You have to return a little piece of paper that has doodles on, has my name.
I'm saying it can't. What?
A piece of paper with a number.
That's a Picasso.
With a number. With a number.
That's worth a lot of money.
So I'm not Miyayish. You know, it's something I probably need.
Well, if I really do need.
I'll look down like Louis Leader for a ride to the sheep.
I'll do 25 cents.
Do I have to return that or not? It has no mummies. It's not mummies.
Now, you're saying it has to be mammon in the sense, you see, really, I guess there's what's bigger. You're saying that if the pshat is it's not mammonous, then he's right. Because it's only money you have to return. I mean, like in words, it says in the Gemara, Taka does that, the Gemara says, that if it's not Shava Pruta, you don't have to return it. So basically, you're saying he's saying that. It's not Shava Pruta. It's Pasha, not Shava Pruta. It's just, you can get money from it, I hear. The only thing with that is that even if you say it your way, I didn't think of it so clear like you're saying. Even then, it's not so pashut, because Taisus does say that if somebody gazels a shtar, right? then if it's gone, I'm pater. But if it's there, it's veheshiv es hagzeila. If the shtar is there, there is veheshiv es hagzeila. And not only that, but Tosis even wants to say that therefore the svara is misvara. You even need to be careful if you stole the shtar, if you have one. Just that there's a mi'at on kefal of shtar. But Tosis says, if not for that, that's Tosis uses that as a rai. Says we exclude from a pasuk that a shtar doesn't pay. If it stole a shtar, you don't pay kefal. So Tosis, what do you need a pasuk? If you burn the shtar, you don't pay. So Tosis says, yeah, if you burn the shtar, you don't pay. But if the shtar is there, you return it and you would pay kefal. So it's already, it's a little bit not so pashut. But anyways, that's the Radvaz's raya that it must be that Hashava Saveda on a shtar is a derabanan, because if it were a deraisa, then the Gemara would have never said se kashya. Okay, fine. So that's just as by way of introduction.
Why can't the Radvaz learn that from Matzela? The same like the people Hashava Saveda.
Yeah, that's really what I'm asking on the Radvaz. Why is it so simple? He's saying it's like push it. Of course, well, it's not money. Of course, you don't have to return it. Okay, so Hayoitzmianal is the introduction is that there are some Choshevi Yidin that say that returning a shtar, Hashava Saveda on a shtar is a Durbanan, namely the Radvaz, and his reason is because it's not money, the Kriya Sefer because it's not Doime to the Pratim in the Pasik, and you need Gufay Mamoin, and on the other side, you have Rav Chaim Oizer holds this pashut. It's got to be the Raisa, and you learn from the Chol Veda Sachicha, and also the Rim at the end. He holds it's got to be a Raisa. He works out some kind of ribui for it that it's a Raisa. Okay, so that's step one. Now step two. So let's say I find the check, and I lost the check. After I found it, I lost it, right? And who knows what happens, right? The guy's going to lose a lot of money because I lost the check. So we know in general, the din is that a person who finds an aveda is either Sher Mechinim, Sher Metzacher, Machlek is how we paskin. And if for sure, if he's a Peshea, he's going to have to pay for losing the thing. The thing is that on Avodim, Shtoris, and Karkois, there's a miut that a shomer is pater. Now, the din is that he's pater from, for sure, Gneva Veda and Oynes. And it's a machlekes, Ram Tur, Mechaber Ramah, if he's pater from Pshia. The Mechaber goes with the Rambam, that if a shomer loses a shtar, the Pshia, he does have to pay. Whereas the Ramah goes with the Tur that even Pshia is also Pater. So, and Lahalacha, we pass on a Mutz Mechaber Rai, you're Pater. So, Mimela, like I saw.
There's no Shur.
And well, there's no Shur, I'm admitting. I lost it, Pshia. I'm saying, we all, you know, I admit, I lost it. So. That's they bring in Rabbi one of Rabbi what's it Rabbi Yashid son-in-law Tuv Chayabi or you know all those smart Rabbi Zilberstein. Yeah, he says that his shveris a whole building in order to sell, they have like varabayis, you know, like one guy in the building, everyone gives the check to one guy and like he's in charge of paying for all the stuff, so everyone gave the check to the varabayis. Right? And then the guy lost the whole pile of checks. And I guess they were all out of the money. I don't know what happened exactly. So, Revelation, the din is your pater. Your pater. It was Pshia. The guy lost all the checks. Be Pshia. He said, Avada, you should pay because according to the Rambam, you're chayv. Because it was be Pshia, but you can't make him pay in Bezdin.
What would you have to pay?
For losing the person's shtar?
Yeah.
You would have to pay him. Oh, well, forgive me. Because we pass him midrabanan, and if you burn the shtar, you do pay for the loss.
The question is, what's the value if the check is lost?
I didn't understand the end of the story.
Right, but Metzias, what was the loss?
What was the loss?
Right.
Unless what happened was someone went and cashed all the checks.
Right.
But that's already, I don't know if that's already, I don't, that's me. Yeah, I don't. That's me. That's the Ghana.
Right.
So I don't know why why they lost money. I didn't understand the Metzias. How they lost the money? Okay, but Al Kapani.
Yeah, everyone's money issue. Let's say it's a star that Chaim owes me.
Because you can't. You lost the raya.
Right,
you lost the raya, but I'm not the one stolen. I didn't take the money. Chaim now denies it. Okay,
right. Well, right. So that see is called Garmi. Right. You see, you're right. You see that then I do pay. Right.
Because now I can't collect from Shimon.
Even though it's taka true that he's a liar,
right.
I'm called the Garmi for that.
Because you're a Garim that I don't have a raya to take him to court.
Yeah. In other words, that's
you
called like...
That's further than Garmi.
Well, right. Well, that is the Garmi of the Gemara. The Hasloire Shtar Shalchave, right? It's Garmi. What happened?
It's stronger than Grama.
Right. So in other words, maybe something like... How could that happen here? How could that have maybe something? Who denied what over here? Everyone paid money to the Vada Bai.
Just for not paying their bills on time. We
cancel the checks.
Oh, that's what.
Cancel the checks. They have to pay some money.
No, they.
Maybe to get the bank to what do you call it? Pay the $25 to whatever.
I don't know. But anyways, in this case, so let's go to this case. If I'm a shamer, here we could for sure understand what happened, right? A guy, let's say whatever, a company sent me a check for $5,000, right? And I asked the guy to watch the check, right? And he lost the check. So now I'm out $5,000. The company's not giving me any other checks, right? That's it. Goodbye. So he doesn't have to pay me because even if he did a pipshia, he doesn't have to pay. So what I want to bring out is the same should l'chayra apply to a shomer aveda. If I found a check and I'm a shomer, I don't care if I'm a shomer chinam or I'm a shomer sachar, and I lost the check, I wouldn't have to pay the person for the same reason. The only reason I'm even mentioning it is because I want to just bring out a chiddush from the Gedulei Shmuel. The Gedulei Shmuel, you know, he was old Rosh Yeshiva and the Yeshiva Eitz Chaim, that you know was a Rabbi Zalman's Yeshiva. He declared in his Sefer in Bav Metzia, is it for sure true that a Shomer Aveda gets these leniencies of a Shomer of the regular Shomer? Maybe it's only when, like, you go through the regular path of I appoint you a shomer. So if it's shtar, karka, all these things, I'm potter.
Isn't but it like, but what about zochem al mishloach funds? Wouldn't that be the same? Well, if I find it.
Well, what do you mean? Here, I found the aveda, and I have to return it to you.
Right, but I'm not really zochem.
Okay. No, not zochem. I have to return it.
I mean, I'm.
So he was.
I'm like appointed in a way.
The pasuk appointed me. Hashem appointed me. So he declared. He said, Hashem is for sure giving you a mitzvah to return the shtar also, right? That's what we just went through. So, okay, some say it's the raisa, some say it's the rabbanan, but you are mechuyev in hashavas aveda, and the Torah said you're a shomer. So maybe over here, if it's in the mitzvah, he was declaring. Maybe if you're in the mitzvah, you're in the Shmira. And Mimela, he mamash writes in the Sefer, maybe the din should be that if I'm a Shomer through Aveda on a Shtar, then I am a Shomer. And if I lose the check, I'm going to have to pay you. It's not like when somebody's mamana me a Shomer. That's what he was wondering. But at the end, he says he found a raya that all the leniencies apply equally to a Shomer Aveda. Because there's a mefurish arrived that brings the drush in the Gemara that a katan who appoints a shomer, you're pater. If a katan appointed me a shomer, I'm pater to him. Zok the arrived and memelef, I found an aveda of a katan and I lose it, I won't have to pay. So I avada the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is to ketanin. Avada, I have a the mitzvah's essay. And yet, the Ravid said,
same rules.
Okay, so memela, zok the Gedula Shmuel, I'm chaser. I see from here that the same rules apply even to Shomer Aveda, and memela, a shtar would be pater. Okay, so that's din number two. Now, I want to go to two more little dinim before I get to the main big din. The next din is a very chashavit halacha that the Chelek Yisrael wants to say. He says like this: I know the din that if you are a shomer on a shtar, then you lose it. You will not have to pay because a shomer is excluded. Okay, but at the same time, he says we know the din that if you're mazik the shtar, like you burn the shtar, then you are a garmi. Then you do have to pay. Zok there. So now, what's the din if I was walking around with that check and it dropped out of my pocket on the street or a chveis where? He says, that is mazik and not aveda. Because the pshat is you dropped it. So you are mazik, the shtar.
It's a pashaya.
He says, that's not just pashaya. Peshea is that you left the door unlocked and you knew people could come and steal it. You left the door open, right? So then the pshat is you didn't mazik it. He says when you drop something, that's called you were mazik it. You hear what he's saying?
No.
It depends how it fell out. I mean,
yeah, in a Hanami, if it blew out,
right.
That's not what he means.
Right.
He means if, let's say, I took off my jacket, right? And I went too much like that and went out on the floor. So I threw the check on the floor.
Not on purpose.
Yeah, oh, so he says that you find in Masechta Baba Kama, the Adamud Loyla, Bain Shoigig, Bain Mazid, Bain Air. Well, even if it's Bainus, in Bishoigig, you're a Mazik.
He didn't damage it.
Oh, so that already he brings, that it says already, I forget where, that if you throw your friend's thing into the street, that is called mazikit. Because it's like bori hazeka, and that's already called that you were mazikit. In other words, if I went ahead and I take a guy's thing and I throw it in the street, right? Then you can make me a mazik for doing that. You can't say, I wasn't mazikit. I just threw it in the street. Now another guy came trampling on it.
It's going to get trampled. But here, if someone else picks it up, then whatever.
It's called.
That act is going to cause hazard to this kli because someone's going to trample on it and break it. That's not true here with the check. Nothing happened to the check, it fell on the floor.
Well,
the other guy can come and pick it up, or even if someone steps on it, it's not going to ruin it.
Right, but what will probably happen is we'll just get
ruined.
Run over.
Is that like throwing into a Nahar?
Okay, Bikitsu, that is his point is that you have to just know exactly what the Pshio. I just want to bring
a regular Shemir Chinam. It's something you make me a Shemir Chinam, and I take this thing with me, a diet, and I smash it onto the floor.
But then for sure I'm a Mazik.
I'm
a Mazik. That's for sure true. That's right. That's Mamish. His Chiddush is that also if you drop it, even accidentally, on the floor.
Well, that's Adibol Yolam. If you call me a mazik for breaking something,
yeah.
Then whether it's accident or a purpose doesn't make any difference. But if we did the dinim of Dalit Shemrim, is there something worse than a pesheya?
Yes.
A
because I'm also a yid. In other words, the fact that I'm a shomer
doesn't take away
the fact that I can mazik. Right? That's for sure true. And he's just adding on to this is a mazik.
If you're shomer aveda.
If you're a shomer aveda, or even if you're a shomer plain, right, and you dropped it somewhere where it's public, that's already mazik. Okay, that's the thing that he.
What's the other case besides Sairav? What is the other case of being mazik a star besides Sairav or actually?
That is.
That is
the only really Gemara one is Sairav or Meichel the star, but that's all it has. Those are the examples in the Gemara.
So this is very different.
It is very different. He's bringing other Baba Kama things because the Gemara is not going to give 20 lines about how you could damage a shtai. You know, you got to learn. It's just saying that the Gemara there is just trying to say garmi, you know, so it says.
Right, so, but God, isn't it true garmi is bidayim?
Garmi, yes, yeah, sure.
Yes, it has to be bidayim. That's a big thing in garmi.
Yes.
And serves shtaraisav is one of the main cases of garmi.
Very sure.
So it has to be bidayim.
Okay, but
he's,
then.
Now he's extending this now.
That's right. That's true. So you have to learn the cases where you find that case from. Like,
and what I mean not be a dime is not in the mukta sense, because he dropped it out.
Right.
It's kalacha yad. I don't mean that.
Yeah,
I
know.
I mean, it's not be a dime because
it's still on the floor. It's just on the floor.
Seconds later, somebody can pick it up and oh, I know this guy. No,
right. Well,
the,
like, you know where the example where they use is that it says if you open up the door of your friend's barn, you're not called a mazik on the cow. But if you pull the cow out of the door, then you're called mazik on the cow. Right? I was mazik the cow. The cow, I just pulled him out.
Did a mice
be a dime? Okay, but there's a shot of the mice. The cow didn't get yet
mazik.
Broken, but you brought him out into the street. And
Kilo.
It's
right.
But you did a mice of your dime.
Well, here I also did a mice of your dime. I dropped it on the floor.
No, you didn't, because the hezek is not necessarily
immediate.
It
doesn't have to be a hezek.
Okay, and when
this
you pull a cow, what's the difference? You pull
it's
a cow in the street.
Like Randy said, it's not the same. It's not the same level as Bari Azeka. It's not the same level.
Well, pulling a cow on the street or putting a check on the street, they aren't the same. I put the guy's cow on the street, or I put the guy's check on the floor in the street. Not so...
They're both vulnerable.
They're not so different. Okay. That's what he's saying. Okay, so that's din number three I wanted to say. Now, din number four. This was where the whole thing started. Somebody asked me this case about half a year ago, and this is what it came for. It's also not the long part. The long part is after this, but this little one. A guy is in Beis Medrash, or I don't know, in the hall, and he sees a check on the floor. And it happens to be, it was like $100 made out to cash. Okay? So, and it says, you know, it's the guy's name, and it's signed. So, a few minutes later, he sees that guy. So the guy goes, yeah, that's my check. I wrote it out. I was on my way to, I don't know, give it to someone or something. So the guy says, I'm not sure I'm allowed to give it back to you. I don't know if it's true that you dropped the check. Maybe you already gave it to someone.
You know who dropped it.
Well, I know who wrote out the check. It says his name and it's signed. But I don't know if you dropped it. Or you have already given it to someone, and he dropped it.
He was the lokeach.
With the gittin, with the get.
Right.
That's right.
Did
he give it? Exactly. You have plenty of mishnayos like that. So basically, the din should be that he's right. I cannot really give back to him. I can't really trust him. Oh, maybe Taka, he already given it. However, I want to mention in Shach, it says that there is one kind of simon that we would use, which is if the loser, the guy who claims he lost it, can give a simon of, let's say, the mukam where he lost it. Then that's called the simon, because how do you know it was over there? So that's a good simon. But otherwise, you wouldn't get it back. But what I want to bring out is two little nekudas that we came up nowadays. The first one is like this. What if though, all right, so fine, you can't trust him. You're not allowed to give him back the $100 check. But what if the guy says like this? Okay, listen, so void it. Right on it, canceled. So the guy says, I can't trust you. Right? So the guy says, listen, if you're not going to do it, I'm just going to call up the bank and cancel the check anyway.
Legal.
So biyade or biyade, yeah. Right? So is that fine. So I didn't get a chance to speak to any poskim on it, but in Svar it sounds like it's pasher. It should be fine, because taka. I mean, I could just. Oh, but then we declared. What about if it costs money to cancel the check?
$25.
it costs $25 to cancel the check. So now, is it still called biyadoi? Because in other words, what do you mean? I could just call up here, yeah, but it costs $25. You can't do it for free. So can I tell the guy, just cancel it? Write on it canceled or not? Okay, so this is a shaila. I didn't know.
I mean,
I don't know.
When the migu, if it's mistaver that he would rather save 70, he saves 75. He nets out 75. Even if it costs him 25, he's going to save 100.
Yeah. Okay.
So why is that still not a migu?
I'm saying because this way I'm going to save all the money. You want me to write on it void, right? And then I'll have $100 saved. I don't have biyota to do that. Okay, so this question, I don't know the answer.
Why can't
so
you
this
say it's less like Malum? Nobody can come and claim his check anyway.
It's true that nobody, unless that guy can have
a
simon that he lost. That
a simon.
If he has a simon,
Malcolm.
A Malcolm, or if there's some kind of little simon. But even if not, that doesn't mean he doesn't have a bilim. It just means that he won't be able to win the din tyre. But, you know, if it was his check, it was his check. That's what you usually do in these cases. When there's an argument about the shtar.
Within 3 months.
Yeah.
We don't see a check the same thing we say by a moment that a person always checks his pocket.
That what's that?
That's the year.
Oh, that he's miyash.
Yeah.
He's probably, oh, you mean
was
it's written to check?
Because he's always
to
checking
cash.
His pocket.
It's
right.
Like
Kesef.
Oh,
Kesef,
here. I don't know. I didn't think about that either. Right here.
Bearer bond.
If it's
a normal check.
Cashman.
No, I'm saying, I'm sure bear mamash, like even a regular
yeah,
check.
This isn't like, it's not like, right, that's the difference. It's not like
mamash cash.
But would he always be checking
would
for it?
Would he be checking for
but
it?
It's not then in whether somebody else can, it's whether right. or not he's always
I
aware.
I don't know.
What's he have to lose? But the fine to keep it,
the only thing that he really would want is because he wants to use the check. Let's say he's out of checks now, and he wants to use the check because he's going to give a guy the check, right? You know,
well,
so that l'chayr you can't give him
l'chayr.
That's,
the only reason
that's what
you
were thinking.
Check,
right? Or else, what's the difference to him?
Difference.
Right? In a chanami. Okay, so fine. That's the end of the four little things. Number one, it's a machlekes of hashavas aveda on a check is a deraisa. Number two, if the person who found the check lost it, he will not have to pay. And the maskana is even a shomer aveda is included in that, not just the regular shomer. Number three is that if, what was the third thing again? That, if he dropped the check in the street, then the chelek yisrael wants to find that's a mazik. And the fourth thing is this thing, that if you don't know for sure who lost the check, you wouldn't be allowed to give it back. Okay, now comes the main thing that I wanted to say. The main thing is like this. The case came up from a check, but it's neged to all lost things. I see this check on the floor, right? Now I know the din. Once I pick up this check, he's never getting it back because he'll never be able to prove, like we just said, right? So I'm walking there towards the check, and I'm about to pick it up. And then the other guy says, "Hey, that's my check." So now, what's the din? He can't prove, he has no simon, as we said, because we just finished saying, there's no way of knowing, is it the guy, is it still lost from me, or the other guy. But he's saying, don't pick it up, just let me get that check. Okay? But that's really negia to any aveda, right? Let's say there's a something lost on the floor, a hat, jacket, it could be $1 million, anything, right? And I see, oi, an aveda, right? Hashavas aveda, oh, grace of mitzvah, right? And while I'm going there to do the hashavas aveda, the other guy's, no aveda, it's mine, right? And of course, he doesn't want you to pick it up because maybe he doesn't have a really good simon. What do you do? Okay, what is the din?
No yet until you pick it up.
Well, oh, so now really, it says loisira, loisucha li salim,
right?
It says in the Torah, loisucha li salim, you're not allowed to be mizalim. And it's a machlekes ram, Ramban, if even the essay of Hashem Shivim is also already then.
If what?
Is the essay also as soon as you see it, or only the lav? The lav is for sure. Because the shayrish of the shayla is the Gemara and Chavav. It says a guy saw an aveda, right? And the guy says, "Shine, I'll just sit here and wait until I'm sure the guy's misyash, right? And then I'll take it." So it says he was over on loisucha lisal. Frick the Ramban, why doesn't it say he was also over hashad achieving? Alamai is a raya that there is only the lav and not the asay. So like the Ramban, no, loilam the emesis that there's a lav and the asay. Why didn't it say the asay? Because you're only over the asay if you leave the premises. But if you sit there on a chair, then you're not being over the assay because you're watching it. So it's very mechudish what he's saying, because Levi's, you're sitting there waiting for the guy to be miyayish. You have to understand the Ran. But since you didn't leave it alone, you weren't over the assay. But if you walk by, look the Ran, then you're over lav and an assay. Okay, well, but there's for sure a lav, maybe an assay. So, right? So here you have this machlek. So this guy's coming to Hinnichu Muzumin to do my lav and maybe my assay, right? And the other guy's screaming, leave it alone, it's mine, and get out of here. So what do you do? So in the Nesivis, it says in two different places, Mefurish and the Nesivis, in Kuf Mem Vav, and then later on also, I forgot what Sim and I probably wrote it down here. Reish Nun Tes, in Hilchos HaShabbos Adeda, that until you pick up the thing off the floor, then whatever the man says, you do. And it's his, and you give it to him, and that's it.
Why is he more than what's the difference?
Oh, so what's the pshat?
And we're doing Derech Nefila L'chara.
Yeah, I found the Aveda, Mamash and Aveda. And he says, what's my raya? Okay, this will at least give you, he says, my raya is, because it's in Furisha Gemara. The Gemara says that there was once an Arba, famous, right? How Arba and Bab Basra. Reuven and Shimon argued, Pliny Amar Didihu, Pliny Amar Didihu. So the Gemara says, Kolam Gvar. So then the Gemara, next off, less famous, right? But then came along Levi and he stole the boat. He says, Shite, you two people are fighting anyway, I'll take the boat. So Zakti like Gemara, Levi's a Goslin, and he has to pay them back. So Frick the Nesivis, why? Why do they have to pay him back? Zok the Nesivis, what you see here in the Gemara is that when a person says, this is mine, then it's his. The only machlekes is Reuven and Shimon. That we don't know. But Levi can't say, who made it tasty? Maybe it's, who knows whose. Once you say it's yours, it's his. Okay? Memela is like the same thing. If you see something on the floor, it's like an arba, it's like a boat. So Memela, if somebody comes along and says, Didi who? It's his. It's over. And Memela, anyone who touches it is a goslin. If you touch it, you're a goslin. It's his. That we'll get to in very soon what the Neman is. That's, he just brings that Gemara, and Meili says that's it. There are some Meach. Right, that's nothing. It's no Kenyan.
That's nothing.
It's not a Kenyan.
I'm not saying it's mine. I'm just saying I saw
our Aveda, right? I want to get it. So that's for sure right. It's not a Kenyan. Here I'm saying it is mine. So we'll mamash soon get that. I just want to say the two Achrayim that talk about. That's the Nesivis. The Ar Sameach in Tain Venitan says, if somebody, this story, mamish, there's something lost on the floor, I'm going to do Hashavas Aveda. This guy says, it's mine. Zok the Ar Sameach, if I will pick it up, then I should not give it back to him. Because he needs to bring Simonim or Edim. Mamish, the opposite of the Nesivis. Now what's going on? And he says, I arba. I buy arba. He thought of the same Gemara. You see that if you say it's yours, it's yours. He says, that was talking about a nice boat sitting in a dock. Doesn't look lost whatsoever. And two people were arguing about a boat in the dock. So over there, the din is taka that it's theirs. And if you take it, you're a gazel. But if you find an aveda, right, something lost on the street, and everyone can see it's an aveda, then the din changes entirely. Over there, the din is you don't give avedas back without simon. That's the arsamech. And the nesivis is say, no. If you didn't have the aveda already, and he said it before you actually picked it off the ground, then you better give it back to him. So what's going on here? What's the machlekes? So al b'mazur b'machlekes is very clear. The machlekes is the root, the famous Pnei Yeshua's question. He has a question on the whole Hashavas Aveda. We know that you have to give siman to get back your Aveda. Correct the Pnei Yeshua. Why? It's a machlekes in the Gemara, but a few Amoraim say Bori v'shema, Bori Yodif. So Memela, if I'm Bori that it's my Aveda, and you don't know, right? The Shomer doesn't know. Bori Yodif. That's his kasha. Famous kasha of the Pnei Yeshua and Ksubas and above a kam. And the Pri Yitzchak is Masber that the kasha.
Bari for what?
Bari just means, what does Bari mean? Like, yeah, I say, this is for sure mine.
It's not, but it's not his. The Shema Aveda.
The owner comes and says, he's the Bari.
He's saying the
Shema is the Shema. The Shema sure doesn't know what to say. Yeah, right. I don't know, maybe. I don't know anything. Okay. That's
the Torah says,
okay, so I mean,
it should be Bari Shema Bari Yodif, but I'm telling you, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, not in this case.
Oh, so you're getting, soon you'll see that you're not too far off. Some people say what you say. But the Pnei Yeshua is thinking that it goes like regular halacha. It's not an exception. So he says, why don't you say Bari Yodif? And the Pri Yitzchak is Masber, the Pnei Yeshua says, don't think it's really only Shver if you, because it's Machlaikas. You know, halacha Bari is not Yodif. It's Machlaikas in the Gemara. He says, this is better. This is a good kasha for everyone. Because what's the reason of the one who says lav bari yadiv? The Gemara says, afuke mamoina michas kosei, you can't take out money from the muchzik. He says, this shomer is not the muchzik. He's holding it to give it back anyway. So everyone would say bari yadiv here.
So he's not a shema?
So maybe he's a shema, but he's not a muchzik.
He's not claiming.
He's not claiming it. He's not for himself, so... So everyone, it's a great kasha on everybody. Okay, this is the kasha of Pnei Yeshua. So the Pnei Yeshua says a few terutzim. Both of them are chidushim gedolim. Okay, I think maybe I should save it for later because I want to get to the main. The Achrayim have many kashas on his terutzim. The kasha that is the terutz that's the most like accepted by a lot of Achrayim, Rabbi Elchanan, Rabbi Shimon, the Pri Yitzchak himself. They all say that the teretz is because when I hold the aveda for the owner, right, then I have to stick up for the owner, like the concept you have all over, like tanina, like you know tanina liasmi, tanina li lekuchais. So the
you're
same thing.
Petropus.
If I'm the shomer of
it, you're not petropus.
Right. So Mamela, I have to say Bari. I have to say Bari.
Shame the owner.
So Mamela, I have to like defend the supposed owner.
You could be a Shema. How do you become a Bari?
Oh, so they say don't call him a Shema because it says in the Rush that when you defend Yisaimim, like let's say in the story given in the where they're in the beginning of Perek Bevos Ksubis, the what's going on over there is. I think the father died. The father died, and now the mother would like 200 zuz for her ksuba. So she wants the 200 zuz. And the kids are saying, how do we know that you were married for the first time? You know, maybe you're only 100. So we stick up for the kids, and we're tanina. So the Rosh says, when we tie in for those kids, we don't tie in a Shem, we tie in a Bari.
Who says that?
The Rosh. So the Achrayim say, what do you mean you tie in a Bari, but you don't know? The Teretz says, but that's not how Tanina works. Tanina works like we give you the benefit of the doubt, that you may have said bari. That has a din bari on it. You know, in other words, we give you what you may, you know, we bring you here, and like they call it the Rosh Hashanah. It wouldn't be a vare bari, it would be like a suffik bari. We say, maybe he would have said bari, you know, but it's not shema. It's the idea we say, we can't give, you know, we got to give them the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he would say bari. So the same thing here, when this guy says, this is my aveda, so I say back, I can't give it to you because I have to give it the benefit of the doubt to the whoever it is out there.
But that could be me.
Oh, so that's the big chiddush.
That's a shema.
Right. But it's again, it's a safek bari. Like, it might be bari. So a bari against might be bari, you can't get it yet. Since there might be another bari out there, that's what they're all saying, the answer to the question. Okay, comes that's one derech to answer the question. So now, if you go with this derech, then you can understand the nesivus very clearly. So the pshat is, that's all, when I pick it up, I become a shomer, and I defend. That's my job. I'm a shomer. I defend. But when it's on the floor, then he's the arba case. That's what I'm just repeating the nesivus again. The nesivus says if it's on the floor, and the rule always is that if a man comes and says, "This is borrowing my boat. This is borrowing my sweater. My I don't care what." That's it. It's over. And over there, it's even better than bari v'shema. This Rav Chaim Shmulevitz points out. Because if you look in the Rashbam's words, he says, it's bari against nothing. Because you don't call a person a shema or anything if he's not one of the contesters. Right? The audience in the crowd is not a shema. They have nothing
to
do with
it.
They're not players. So the same thing, if I come along and I say, bari, this is my... boat, or this is my. That's it. Bori the garnished. Bori is vadayarif. So memela, it's only once you pick it up, then the pshat is I have to defend yenim. Oh, comes along. That's the mahalach of all these svarim.
Can I just ask about the other person who thinks it's a veda? He's like on the map al chavarit, so it belongs to him in some sense.
Yeah, but he doesn't. He wants to return it. It doesn't belong to him.
But it already has a certain bilus.
Not bilus.
It's his chayvus.
It's maybe
it's only
a
chayvus.
Right.
That's the
key. Right. Here he's just... He's going to return it.
He can never keep it.
As a future shomer, right?
Okay, but that's not... That doesn't make me any shomer. Right. So that's the nesivus. Calls if he wouldn't return it, he'd be gazan. He says, right? If
in
earth,
he picks it up,
just touching it. I mean,
if he picks it up and takes it, then right, then Sivis holds that he should do that, right?
Yeah, he says if that happens because it's
vadai
mai.
I'm a bari now I'm a shomer.
Yeah, but it's over. There's no aveda anymore. Like the whole thing's gone because I said it's mine. So we say it is yours. So if it's mine, it's not
are
lost.
You touching it, right?
It's not lost. I'm right here. I see it. It's mine. Shalom.
Bari
it's over.
So makes
it that we say it's yours.
It's
like
it's
the
arba.
It's not aveda anymore. It's not lost. It's mine, and it's over.
Look what I found in your dresser.
That's the nesivus is mahalach. The arsame. Now, how does the arsameach look at it? Mamish, like you said, Reb Shimon says, could be this whole thing's wrong. He says, and I think the main reason it's wrong, could be wrong, is because of what you were saying. This is a new thing. Because, very nice, I have to defend my man, right? But I'm saying I'm your man, right? And you don't know. So you have to defend maybe your man when I'm telling you for sure it's me. Who says? Right? I'm coming up and Bari, it's not so pashit, this answer. Right? Because you might be defending nobody but me myself, right? So Vimela, who says that we should still say this suffix bar? So he wants to say a different answer. What you said. He says, mitzad dine mominis of the world. You know, the klal dine mominis, 100% good kasha. I should win every aved with that. But that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is adresh achicha oisai, dorsheyu imra mayhu. And like Rashi says, oy besimanim, oy be'edim. And in order for doing the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda properly, the Torah says we're not using bari. We're not using bari here. The Hashavas Aveda has to be returned with a Vaday Dika. So the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda requires me to get better than just the bari. That's what he wants to answer. Oh, so I hold that that's Pshat and Dor Sameach. So Dor Sameach says, so immediately, even if I just see it, I already have the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, right? Because Lo Yisuch HaLisa Alam is already here, and Hashav Teshivim is possibly here also. So Memeila, the Torah said, do the mitzvah properly, don't rely on Boris. Memeila, even if you didn't pick it up, he holds it, you can't give it back. That would be the machlekes between the Arsameach and the Nesivis. All right, so now I'll just quickly say one thing that Reb Shimon says is Miyushav al pi this havon. There's an Aran in Perikid Anosha. The Aran says a psak that let's say one aid echad is made that I know that Aveda belongs to Reuven. You're allowed to believe one aid. So there's a big kasha. One aid, the rule by money, always you need two aid. So there's a Marik who wants to be Machadish, that money that isn't held by anyone, one aid is believed. Shmaitza brings proofs against it. So Dr. Shimon, the Teretz is Pshat and the Ran is like this, that the guy, Avad is saying it's his. We're not trying to force it down the guy's throat. The guy is for sure saying it's his, but you can't give Aveda back because the loser says it's mine, right? But in Chayshin Mishpat, really you should give it back to him, right? Because according to this Mahalach, if we're going with this Mahalach, the Pshat is that really Alpi Chayshin Mishpat, everybody should work because I'm saying it's mine, there's no one else against me. But the mitzvah says, to do the mitzvah's essay of Hashavas Aveda, I want more than that. Oh, so it's mitzvahs. It's not mamonos. It's mitzvahs. So the pshat is, that's pshat naran. That the eid echad is taking care of the mitzvah. And by mitzvahs, the din is eid echad, and bisurin, for tefillin, for anything else
no
you realize.
The eid echad is no worse than a simon.
Well, that's not for sure. I'm saying maybe it's.
Why is it not a simin, a simin is a
thing that works. Lamashal, the Gemara says if simanim work midaraisa, then it's good for ishes ish a simin, right? And to make to be a simin that a guy died to marry, and a simin's a real good raya. And you're not allowed to use 1-8 to say a man died. You're not allowed to use 1-8 to say a lady's divorced. A simin could be better than 8, but. He's saying that's why aid works, because every Hashavas Aveda, the Chayshin Mishpat, and is separate from the thing. Okay. So that's the two Mahal. Okay. That's that one. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is starting 6 years.
No, for you it's 6 years. For me it's 2 years. Did you like that?
That was for you.
I have to stay another shesh.
Really?
So I said,